It's Saturday, 1st of March, 6 a.m. Well, it's maybe 6:05 or 6:10. I'm along at the car boot sale this morning again. My wife felt she was robbed last Saturday when we had to bail out and go home early because of the continued rain showers. She had so much stock handed in to sell for her charities that she was desperate to get back. So we watched forecast and forecast and forecast, and today was to be a nice but cold day, dry, with a shower of rain passing over about 5 a.m. in the morning. Well, guess what? No, it's not raining now, it has went off, but the car was frosty when I went out to put the last stuff in this morning. Just before 6 it was frosty, and by 6 a.m, just before 6 a.m, it was raining, and it's been raining for the last 20 minutes or so. It's gone off now. Thank the Lord. I wouldn't want to go through what we went through last week. Rain covers on. I actually ended up with this cold that you may hear I've still got in my head and nose and throat. Pardon me. So I'm standing here and I'm looking at the Hulk. Giant colour poster of the Hulk in his enraged character, with a helicopter zooming in on him and flames behind him. No, I'm not hallucinating. It is the fun fair that's here. I think tomorrow's their last day, 2nd of March. It's Wilmot's Fun Fairs. Ride the Beast, it says. Yeah, they haven't had a lot of good weather either for the 2 weeks that they've been here. But then they just have to share in the joys of our weather along with the car booters and the market traders. So it's dry now, and let's hope and pray that the forecasters have got it right today and it will actually just be cold but dry for them in the main, and that'll be fantastic, because even last week she wasn't able to put out her clothes rail or some of the other goods simply because it just kept showering on a regular basis. I'm looking south to, well, looking south towards clear skies. I think it's clear above me actually, it's just that the sun, approaching sun, is lighting up the sky. And I can see the south star. I think it's called, is that called the dog star? I'm not real up on that. Maybe others will know better. Phil Sorrell on that. I think it's a dog star. But anyway, what I'm looking for is being the blue sky, and I think it is actually. That'd be clouds. So here's hoping that she has a successful day today. Well, couldn't be. Could be worse than last week. As bad as last week. So, thing is that last night we went to bed at 9:30. Because we're up at 5 in the morning for this. And last week, when I went to bed at 9:30, we slept right through till the alarm went off at 5. Incredible. So I was thinking the same last night, but no. And I don't know whether it was 1, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but I had to get up to go to the toilet. And I went back to bed thinking, yep, I'll get right back over. No, I could not get back to sleep. I don't know how long I lay awake and tossed and turned and tried every position and tried to shut my mind off. But I couldn't. It just wouldn't switch off. And eventually must have fell over again. But I guess I lost at least 2 hours of that short sleep. At least, maybe longer. So right now, I'm feeling a bit shattered. It hasn't helped my head cold because it has, the head hasn't been rested properly. But I don't feel as bad as I did at 5 o'clock when the alarm went off, because I felt someone had really, you know, beaten me up and shot me to bits. Oh my God, I felt terrible. But anyway, as I said, just hoping for a nice day at the car boot. Must see how it goes. So, nothing much more to say. Birds are all about, and the rookery is beginning to perform their morning adventures in little groups, splitting up. This rookery is the one I've spoken about. I think they're swarming around about McDonald's car park, would you believe? Here they come. What an amazing sound and sight. Incredible. The train heads out of the station west of Glasgow. I was going to say, on a technical note, I'm recording this on my binaural. It's my Roland CS10EN binaural mics into my Zoom H2N, and then I'll pass that in through to my iPad via my Taxam IHJ2 digital interface, and then I'll send it up to AudioBoo from there. I'll probably actually put it into BossJock Studio to guarantee that it goes up via Boomio. This is they've actually filled one tree, and it's not a great big tree, so they're fighting over wee perches, wee things. But these are all jackdaws. Did I say that? Have I already said that they're all jackdaws? This massive rookery. This is only a tiny part. Yeah. The rookery, of course, being crows. I'm not sure if they ever mix. I've never heard anyone say that rooks and jackdaws mix in a rookery. Oh, there's the big swarm coming up, the Bucky Morrisons. Goodness grief, there must be. Oh, dear Lord. Jeez, that's 400 or 500, that big swarm that just rose up. Incredible sight. Where's Bill Odie when you need him? That was a crow. You see, I can hear crows amongst all those jackdaws, but I'm just wondering if it's just, you know, solitary crows passing over. And that's something I'll need to try and find out, whether rooks and jackdaws mix. No, not rooks. Well, rooks or crows, jackdaws. Isn't it strange, our language, that we have a rookery that can be rooks or crows or jackdaws? Why is it not a jackdawry? Or a crowry? I need another coffee. Oh, that big fox just left that big tree. Hope they come this way. And they're using the rooftops of the home stores and the home bargains. I think they've gone now though. Yeah, and I'm going. Come on, you guys, get out of that tree. The mob has departed. You're going to be left behind. Is that Mars in the western sky? I don't know. It's like a coloured star. Anyway. It's definitely going icy now because I can feel it in the air and I can feel my hands inside my leather gloves going cold. So I'm going back for a coffee. My wife, Mary, will be along just shortly with the baking sannies. And I might have an early cup of tea. Oh. What is it that somebody coming in? That's a trader. What is it that Richard Tubbock says? Oh my life. Oh my life. Right, I'm going in for a coffee. Leave the jackdaws to the morning ablutions. Amazing how quiet it is inside the car. I can still hear the jackdaws. Right. See how the day goes. Positivity.